Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. Five Republican House members are urging the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, to oppose a proposed law that would impose the death penalty for some gay Ugandans, and an Ugandan newspaper reports that Museveni plans to veto the legislation. The American lawmakers say they are all men of faith and that the bill is antithetical to the Christian belief of inherent dignity and worth of all people. The congressman used a Tuesday letter to urge President Museveni to stop the bill from becoming law. The bill would mandate a death sentence for active homosexuals living with HIV or in cases of same-sex rape. Anyone convicted of a homosexual act faces life imprisonment. The letter was signed by Representatives Frank Wolf of Virginia, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania, Trent Franks of Arizona, and Ann Cow of Louisiana. As well, the Voice of America reports that the U.S. State Department's top Africa diplomat says approval of the bill would harm Uganda's world image and undercut the fight against HIV/AIDS. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Johnny Carson discussed the issue Friday with leaders of U.S. gay and lesbian groups concerned about the legislation. Carson said he had spoken directly with President Museveni twice about the pending bill, most recently early this month when the Ugandan leader transited the United States after attending the Commonwealth Summit in Trinidad and Tobago. The Kampala Daily Monitor newspaper reports that Museveni had assured the State Department of his willingness to veto the bill, but Museveni's press spokesman said Monday that he was not aware the president had spoken to Carson. Meanwhile, the Associated Baptist Press website reports that a group calling itself the Uganda National Pastors Task Force Against Homosexuality has demanded an apology from American media evangelist Rick Warren, who has recently written statements calling for the bill to be defeated. The Ugandan ministers claim Warren must, quoting now, "biblically issue an apology for having wronged us. Your letter has caused great distress, and the pastors are demanding that you issue a formal apology for insulting the people of Africa by your very inappropriate bully use of your church and purpose-driven pulpits to coerce us into the evil of sodomy and Gomorrah." That is how they spelled it, Gaymorrah. Out Front at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.